Good evening. I'm Stan Higgins, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you today's top stories. On today's program, Spanish banking giant BBVA has run into a problem while taking its forward-thinking work, well, forward. The NFL is also entering the world of cryptocurrency as the Players Union announced a deal with a blockchain startup. And finally, we'll be discussing today's Bitcoin price action below $8,000 with CoinDesk junior market analyst Sam Wiemet. But first, a word from our sponsor, Said Business School, University of Oxford. Master financial technology online with the 10-week Oxford FinTech program. Interacting with an international cohort of business leaders and over 60 guest experts, you'll gain a practical introduction to key financial technologies and their business applications. For more information, check out oxfordexecfintech.com. Marty Sirius Malmi, also known as the first coder to work alongside Bitcoin's pseudonymous creator, Satoshi Nakamoto, is joining a team of developers to launch a new cryptocurrency called Axe, with the goal of fueling his new global project for creating a decentralized web. The project is said to combine Malmi's Identify Online Reputation system with the database system GUN. While GUN is building decentralized social networks akin to Reddit and YouTube, Identify is adding a censorship-resistant identity layer. The project seeks no less than to disrupt the likes of Google and Facebook. Read more at Coindesk.com. BBVA, the Spanish multinational bank, has hit something of a quandary not long after it became the first financial institution to combine public and private blockchains in a live transaction. More specifically, BBVA's innovation was meant to act like a kind of public notary service powered by both private Hyperledger technology and a public blockchain. Yet this process would require purchasing a small amount of Ether. The Spanish banking giant is said to had to work around a lack of legal and regulatory clarity over whether it could or should hold the cryptocurrency needed to power a transaction on the Ethereum network, underscoring the roadblocks faced by forward-thinking incumbents. Also, the National Football League Players Association will reportedly launch a blockchain platform for players to share commentary, live streams, and other content. FanChain is a product of a blockchain startup called Sportscaster, and it's expected to let athletes earn additional income through broadcasting exclusive content to their fans, who will then be able to subscribe and reward players with tokens. It calls to mind the growing intersection between major sports leagues and this technology. Earlier this month, for example, Major League Baseball signed a deal with a startup called Lucid Sight, aimed at creating a range of Ethereum-based crypto collectibles as part of a new decentralized app, or dApp. We'll be following these stories and more closely on Coindesk.com. The most influential conference in crypto comes to Asia this fall. Coindesk's Consensus Conference takes over Singapore on September 19th and 20th. Join more than 75 speakers and 50 sponsors for 2 days of powerful insights, industry announcements, and cross-industry networking opportunities. It's all happening in Singapore on September 19th and 20th. Register today at coindesk.com/events. And now we're going to take a deep look at Bitcoin's price drop today. Here to discuss the topic is Sam Wiemet, our junior markets analyst at Coindesk. Welcome, Sam.
Hi, Stan. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. So I guess, you know, just to start, for the listeners who were not following today's market developments, I guess if you could just kind of give us a brief summary of, you know, what happened in the Bitcoin spot markets today.
Absolutely. So the day opened around the price of $8,160. And pretty much ever since the day started, price has been sinking and has slipped down to a low of $7,620.
Interesting. So, I mean, based on, you know, some of the analysis that, you know, you and the rest of the markets team at CoinDesk has done, I guess, you know, what are some of the dynamics that you guys see at play here?
Sure. So I think there's a couple of things that are in play that are interesting. You know, if you've been following Bitcoin for the past month or so, you know that price has rebounded pretty significantly from its low of 5,800. All the way up to over 8,000. And people were getting really optimistic about the trend turning bullish again. And unfortunately, last week, price couldn't close above the 50-week moving average, which is something a lot of people were hoping would happen. And so pretty much right after that failed to occur, price started to waver and sink a little bit down, a little bit lower, slower, inch by inch. And basically just the consecutive rejection from the $8,300, $8,500 area has just so far proved to be too much for the bulls, causing price again to dip today.
Interesting. And, you know, based on what you guys are seeing, you know, amongst kind of the trader chatter, you know, what's the response to this? And I guess, you know, what, you know, what are people looking for in terms of where the market might head next?
So it's interesting. People, I think you get a bit of a mixed bag. I've been watching, you know, the Twitter sphere, the crypto Twitter sphere pretty closely. And people still are considering prices at this level a good buy opportunity. People are really optimistic about the potential ETF room and all that rumors that are going on that will hopefully come to a resolution in the next month. But people are optimistic about that still. And the July month is going to close tonight. And it's been a very productive month. Volume is at its highest, or it outpaced its prior month for the first time in 6 months. And again, like I said earlier, the price increased over 20% this past month. So people still think Bitcoin has room to grow in the short term.
Interesting. And I guess, you know, as a final thought, you know, for if you would, you know, point out to those who are watching the market, I mean, what's kind of the big thing that they should be watching out for in terms of, you know, what might signal where the market may be heading next?
Sure. So for the bulls, like I said, I think the 50-week moving average is an incredibly important hurdle to pass, which is currently located in the 8,400 area. So if, you know, if the week closes above that level, that's a really strong indication for the bulls, which will likely lead to higher price action. On the downside, there was a bullish reversal pattern that really took place around 6,800, which sparked this large rally. So if prices go below 6,800, bears know that they regain control, and that bullish reversal is pretty much extinct.
Interesting. All right. Well, that's Sam we met, our junior markets analyst at CoinDesk, talking about today's Bitcoin price drop. Thanks for joining us, Sam.
Thanks so much, Dan.
Late Confirmation is brought to you by the Said Business School at Oxford University, where you can now study fintech entirely online. The 10-week program gives you the tools you need to build the future of transactions and commerce. You'll explore emerging technologies that will disrupt marketplaces and financial services, and examine the state of the industry and plan disruptive intra- or entrepreneurial interventions. Throughout the program, you'll be exposed to key ideas, principles, and frameworks from CEOs of leading startups, corporate leaders, and instructional leaders at the forefront of research in the space of future commerce and transactions. For more information, check out OxfordExecFintech.com. And for more on today's stories, check out Coindesk.com. And of course, you can get updates all day on Twitter at Coindesk and subscribe to our newsletter at Coindesk.com/newsletter. For CoinDesk, I'm Stan Higgins, and this has been Late Confirmation.
The Podglomerate, a Sonic Universe.